Greetings and salutations, loyal ATW listeners. Welcome to our inaugural pilot season, where, for the next few weeks, you'll get to hear a wide variety of pilot episodes from our talented creative team. And after they've all been posted, you'll get to vote on which program you want to hear us expand into a complete season first. We've got fantasy and fun, sci-fi western, mystery and intrigue, and more. Stay tuned next for the first selection of pilot season, The Motley Crew, written by David Ellis. And don't forget to tune in every Friday for the rest of our pilot episodes so you can vote for which one you want to hear more of first.
In the under caverns of a land called Silthan, a pair of adventurers awaken in darkness.
What happened?
Zaspira? What? Ow.
Adri? Is that you? How are we still?
Alive? Is that what you wanted to know? Why you're still alive?
You, wait, why do I have stitches?
Where I cleaved you with my sword? You should have seen your little adventuring party scatter like roaches, but somebody had to stitch you back together.
Who in the pits are you?
Oh, that's right. You ventured all this way seeking adventure and didn't get my name. I am Kiva, most powerful sorceress of the Spiderkin, bearer of the spellweave of ancient Queen Arachnid. Where's that music coming from?
No, continue, Spider Lady. I just thought I'd dazzle you up some music. Lighten the mood.
Insolent elf!
Zaspira, run.
Adri, no, you're not gonna hold her off. We're getting out of here together.
I'm afraid you are not, Zaspira Lecria of Lazuli.
How do you know my name?
You will do nothing except for my bidding.
ATW presents The Motley Crew, Book 1, Founder's Day. Episode 1, Hiding from the Party. One year later, a Devilkin woman startles awake from her nightmare, a memory of her past, finding herself in a well-used workshop.
Zaspira, are you all right? Seems you are having a nightmare.
Oh, sure, Mavis. It was a nightmare. I'm more embarrassed that I dozed off more than anything.
I'm telling you, Zaspira, you should take care of yourself. Go home once in a while and sleep in a real bed, instead of dozing off at your workstation. And using workshop resources to fix this thing.
This thing is a clockwork construct. I found Jesus in the undercaverns.
And you've been such a good traveling companion. Yes, you have. Yes, you have.
That is quite an automaton. But should you be using my workshop resources to fix it, or him?
Jesus won't be any trouble, I promise.
Honestly, I'm surprised you're even still working on our project.
What else would I be doing?
Why, it's Founder's Day, and everyone's enjoying festivities, engaging in revelry.
Revelry? What revel? Oh, the Founder's Day celebration! I kind of forgot that was going on.
The city of Gear Hollow is the site of a spectacular Founder's Day festival, with fireworks overhead, partying in the streets, and a skittish goblin desperate to escape at all.
Oh, jeez. I'm never gonna go! help her? How could anybody be outside in this?
Hey!
Sorry.
Watch a goblin.
I'm walking here.
Coming through! Sky is exploding!
What an odd little goblin.
Have a nice night, Vespera. Please, try to step out and enjoy the festival, you hear?
Door's open. Now is my chance. What?
What was that?
Back inside Mavis Kettlebell's workshop, the devilkin named Zaspira continues to tinker, unaware she's about to make a unique new friend.
Okay, one last finishing touch. I know I've said that already, but I mean it this time. I just... Jesus, did you find something? A rodent or something? Okay, let's see if this command works. Jesus, standby mode. Don't attack just yet. Okay. Come on out, Mr. Rodent, or whatever you are. I have a storm staff and a crossbow, and I'm not afraid to use them. Wait, what? Who's there? Come on out.
Please don't kill me. Especially not with a storm staff and a crossbow. I'm just a goblin named Dorlin.
Oh! Hi, Dorlin! I'm Zaspira. This is Jesus, my attack construct, but he's harmless. And I'll be honest, the storm staff is more of a paperweight these days. Can't get it to work properly. Or reliably anymore.
That is a relief.
But I am still a good shot with a crossbow.
And now I'm back to terrified.
City guard, open up! Mavis Kettlebell, Zaspira Lecria, or anyone else in this workshop.
Hide me!
What was that?
Nothing! Just let me tidy up a bit.
Thank you. As I was saying, Zaspira, isn't it? There's quite a situation involving war machines running wild. I need to know if you are involved.
How? I've been here all night.
You have worked on war machines for the Empire, have you not?
Yeah, that's my day job. Yeah, but I haven't left any of them running, if that's what you mean. I've been working on my own personal Jesus. Say hello, Jesus!
Gah! What is that thing?
Why does everybody always ask me that? This is Jesus, and he's my friendly clockwork construct companion. And despite all his rows of sharp teeth, he's not gonna bite.
Sorry.
And that's... Dorlin, right? He's a goblin. He's also friendly. And he also doesn't bite. Wait. Dorlin, do you bite?
Well, not really, but...
Why are you covered in stitches like some kind of patchwork quilt?
Hey, can't you see he's sensitive about his stitches? And his eye patch?
Well, I suppose, but... Never mind that. We have a situation outside. Perhaps you and your... whatever it is you do with technology can aid in this situation?
Maybe. I could tinker with them and pick them apart. And maybe my storm staff can do something against them. Come on, Jesus!
Jesus, do you want to dismantle giant war machines? Do you? Come on, Jesus!
I'll be just here in the corner until you get back. But if there's a reward for stopping these things, I'd be more than equal to the task.
But what can you do? Never mind. Just do what you can. My men are holding them off, but they need all the help they can get. All right! There'll be a handsome reward. I'll make sure of it.
Then onward and
upward to greater glory. To me, my X-Men!
Lock up when you leave!
This is going to be a lot of paperwork, isn't it?
Soon, this unlikely trio reached the Gear Hollow City Square, in which a trio of war machines rampaged through a crowd, encountering resistance.
There they are, and looks like the party started without us. More city guards, more adventurers.
Crossbows are gauntless!
Fuck!
Another chance. I'm about to show you why they call me the Immortal.
I think they need help.
Hey, Dorlin, what happened to all that bravado just now?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing here. Those things are gonna crush me.
Well, not if we stop them first. I haven't really done this in about a year, but... Whew. Jesus, run up to the first mech and use a bite attack! Good work, Jesus. Just keep clamping your jaws onto that thing and aim for something important. But don't let them flank you. Okay, take them so. All right, Storm Staff.
Lightning Call!
Come on, fine. Crossbow it is.
They're gonna tear your pet apart. This is bad. This is
a wild flame!
Well, you damaged it at least. You warped the metal, so they're gonna have to a harder time moving. That's the good news, I mean.
Then what's the bad?
The war machine will be scalding hot when it hits us.
Is it too late to go hide out in your workshop?
Nearby, at a tavern so far not in the war machine's path of destruction, a hulking orc warrior woman emerges onto the street, complete with an entourage of admirers and fellow revelers.
Okay, so then that entire crime syndicate surrounded me and my party, right? It was a desperate fight. We were running low on stamina. We were taking damage. And then I body slammed one henchman right into his goblin boss. It was crazy. Completely turned the tide of the...
Looks like a battle?
Nah, it was barely a skirmish. Barely even needed my trusty battle axe for that one.
No, I think she means there's a battle happening over there. With war machines.
Is that what all the screaming's about? Alright, I was hoping to keep it the pub crawl, but duty calls. For the glory of the Skullput name!
Aren't you forgetting...
Oh, right! My trusty axe. Thanks for carrying it for me. Gotta go. You there, little goblin! Should I fight you or these machines?
Oh, you are huge! Please don't fight me. These things are going rampant and... I think my life just flashed before my eyes. Wait, was I a seamstress?
Metal guy hits hard. Sweet.
Okay, I incapacitated that one. Jesus, see that device on its back? Rip it out.
Oh, that other war mission is gonna wail on Jesus. Come on, Orlin. I know you've got magic spells, bub. Just focus.
Hey, Dorlin, did that spell blast just fire out of your eye socket?
It's... why I wear an eye patch.
Now this little goblin knows how to party!
You just... pick that thing up!
Is
Isn't it great? I slammed the whole thing down. It's a move I learned from an old teacher of mine. He named it after himself. Master Suplex. Those were fun times.
And you are...
Oh, Shad Skullbutt, Berserker Extraordinaire, daughter of the legendary Arc Warrior, Siler Skullbutt. I'm following in his great footsteps. Surely you've heard of his legendary exploits.
No. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, you will. Say, aren't you just the cutest collection of gears and teeth and... what are you?
Good work, all of you. My men will take it from here. We'll clear the area and tend to the wounded.
Did we win?
What's on your construct's jaws?
Oh, this? Jesus ripped it out of one of the war machines. Looks like a remote control device. Come here, Jesus. Let me see it. Drop it. Drop it. There you go. There you go. Yeah, it looks like it's used to control the war machines from a distance.
Why is that up there?
Jeez, what was that?
I think I saw something up there. It looked like a beastkin. A jackal beastkin. Holding a device like Sapira has.
Then that beastkin holds the key to this mystery. Onward to the glory of the Skullbutt! Hey, wait up.
Don't let him get away!
Quick little jackal, isn't he?
That's right. I can cast flight.
I can get to him fast.
I knew that was a past life!
Darling!
Did our little buddy just jump off the roof?
You've been listening to the pilot episode of The Motley Crew, written by David Ellis and based on characters created by Paul Hill, Brett Brown, and David Ellis. Produced by Thomas DJ, Chris Honeywell, and Nicole Tomte. Sound design by Chris Honeywell. Music provided by Spectacular Sound Productions. David Ellis was narrator. The Mocha Wizard was Zaspira Lecria. Pamela Jean Agalus was Adri. Nicole Tomte was Kiva. Casey Shaw was Mavis Kettlebell. Thomas DJ was Dorlin. Eugene R. Hendricks was City Guard Captain. Cambry Varner was Shad Skullbutt. All other parts played by the cast of the Akadekaganagon Theater Works. Please contact us at atwinfo@gmail.com and join the conversation in the ATW Discord. You can find the invite at atw.blogspot.com. And don't forget to make your voice heard. Go to your social media of choice on Facebook, Twitter, Discord, and Blue Sky once all the pilot episodes have aired, and vote for which pilot you want to hear expanded into a season first. Thank you for listening, and good night.
So, the brawny orc lady?
Who, Shad something?
Yeah, is, like, she coming back? Cause she ran off with that group of weird adventurers.
I guess not.
Okay, then. She misses out on the next tavern! Woohoo!